Hey podcasters, Clazy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, relive our amazing day one from the Coral Coast, including our whale shark experience.
Dennis Cometti wraps up the footy for round eight, and Tom Gleisner finds out we haven't been paying attention.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Catch up with The Big Breakfast and catch big brand vitamins and cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time.
Chemist Warehouse, drop everything. Chemist Warehouse has selected big brand vitamins and cosmetics at half price, but hurry, the sale won't last, only at Chemist Warehouse.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
When someone says, "What did you do on the weekend?" and you say, "Oh, I swam with whale sharks," they go, "Pull the other one."
Yes.
How incredible was that yesterday?
Yeah, and you don't want to be doing that around whale sharks.
No,
either,
no. The other one. Yeah, we went out with King's Ningaloo Reef Tours yesterday. Talk about world-class tours and operators.
Mm.
And the scenery was magnificent, wasn't it?
Oh, that tour was a well-oiled machine. It was awesome. But we are just so privileged to get to come up here. And we got to come to Australia's Coral Coast last year.
Yes.
And this year we're doing a bunch of different things. And yep. The joy of it is that it means that one of you might be able to actually come along and have this experience for yourselves.
We're basically testing it out for the listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're sort of guinea pigs in the water, which is a bit weird.
And the difference this time, of course, is that we flew up and we're driving back along Australia's Coral Coast,
yep.
Which is something that they want to encourage, and why wouldn't you? It's magnificent.
Yeah. Now,
well,
this is a Coral Coast.
What? Get away.
Sorry, I was just a little excited. The prize that we are doing is for four people, fly one way, hire a car for 7 days and seven nights. How good's that? 7 nights accommodation as well.
With 3K spending money. Don't forget that.
Yeah, this is about a $10,000 trip. I mean, it is really something. And four people, I mean, that's great. Not just your partner, but you can take the kids or ditch the kids, bring some friends.
Yeah, of course. So if it's a bit of a, you know, Monday morning drudgery this morning with work and getting the kids ready and school and all the rest of it, then just you can sort of live out the fantasy if you can win this thing by just going online, which is pretty cool. Go to mix.com.au.
Correctamundo.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
We are Coral Coastin this morning. In fact, all week we're on Australia's Coral Coast, kicking things off at the Exmouth Escape Resort. And our journey up here, it all started on Saturday, didn't it, guys?
Yeah, great little flight up.
You guys were luckier than me because I had one of those moments where, you know, I picked my seat knowing that I had a seat between me that seemed empty.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, you know, I think we're all the same. We're all very friendly, amicable people. But it was just I was just having one of those moments where I just thought, excellent, I'm going to get an hour and a half to myself.
You get some space.
Put my hoodie on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, close down, maybe have a little sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I sit down, guy pulls in next to me.
Yep.
And you know, we say hello, all very, you know, very nice.
Sure.
I put my hoodie on, got my headphones on. He starts talking.
One of those travelers.
Starts having a chat, telling me about the plane, about the engines.
Is he telling me about his life?
About his life.
Yeah, like he's
and I'm
talking about,
you know, smiling at him.
Yeah,
kind of, but, you know, constantly going to my book.
The cue that says, I don't want you to talk. I'm trying to do my own thing.
You're not a rude person, Matt.
I'm not. I don't like to think that I am, but I can feel it building. And finally, I just had to turn to him and say, look, Captain Paul, can you please shut up, mate? I'm going to be with you for 5 days. Give me a break.
We do call him Captain Paul. He doesn't fly much these days, actually flying the plane. But Kimber, Captain had a little bit, did something unique I've never seen anyone ever do, getting their luggage onto a flight.
I think the thing is, we've always trusted Captain Paul, thinking that he knows how to fly a plane. He is a pilot and he knows his stuff. So in the airport, I figured he would be really on song.
Yeah.
But got our bags. We did our boarding passes, printed them out, checked in. And all of that. And then, you know, you go to take your bags to the bag drop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at the bag drop, it just says, hey, scan your boarding pass.
Put your bag on the belt.
And put your bag on the belt and it sends it through.
Yes.
And we all turn around and see Captain Paul lifting his suitcase.
Doing a deadlift.
Lifting his suitcase up to the top of the monitor, trying to scan the bag.
A bit like someone in Bunnings who doesn't know there's one of those
pretty much
guns.
The little gun.
Trying to scan his bag. And so any more advice he gives about planes or anything like that, I no longer trust.
Have you got any defence, Paul? Was that some kind of workout you're doing?
I'm fine on the other side of the terminal. If I'm sitting up the front of the aeroplane, I'm fine. But put me inside as a passenger, I'm hopeless. And I'm getting worse in my old age. There's no doubt about it.
And the other thing was that we both were looking at our boarding pass. We thought we were in the wrong seat, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm in 17A. And then I look at Paulie's and he's in 17A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Going, what the hell's going on?
That's
that
weird.
Was the gate number.
Both at the same gate.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
blind leading the blind,
hey,
really.
I don't mean to admit this. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to, that I said exactly the same to Kimber as we hopped on the plane. We were walking across. And I went, hey, you're in 17A as well.
I want to say I turned to Clarzy and said, that's the gate number.
Look at us, such world travellers.
So there's only one wise person on this trip, and her name's Kimber Kale. Hey, guys, and yesterday was so sensational. We'll briefly mention the fact that we went out with King's Ningaloo Reef Tours, and we got to swim with whale sharks.
Wow.
I don't know what to say about it other than, oh my God.
Well, yeah. And I mean, well, we captured a little bit of the audio of the experience of when the moment we saw the first whale shark and then I jumped back onto the boat.
Yes.
Oh God, that was just absolutely amazing. We were up so close, just, you know, meters from this incredible whale shark, and it was beautiful. I think it had like six babies underneath, and I've never seen anything so majestic. It was really, I can't believe we were allowed to get that close. Oh, that was awesome. That was just awesome. Loved it. Oh.
I just want you to let you know that was seawater, not snot, coming out of Kimber's nose.
That was seawater.
And from now on, we have to refer to as Lady Kimber Attenborough.
Lady Kimber.
Knowing so well that there were six baby whale sharks, apparently. Those weren't babies, were they?
They actually weren't. They were other fish.
They weren't babies. No. They were just other fish who are too lazy to swim in the ocean on their own. And so they catch a free ride with the whale sharks.
Well, they do it because they get protection. It's like a bouncer for them. You know?
Yeah.
And, they're a bodyguard.
It's a symbiotic relationship, because those fish eat little bits off the shark as
keep
it clean.
Eat the bacteria and all the plankton or whatever grows on it. Who knows?
I wish we could get help like that.
Yeah, too right. Yeah, the universe in balance. Yeah. But surely someone was able to articulate the beauty of that experience better than that.
Maybe this guy.
As I float here in the turquoise blue waters of the Ningaloo Reef, I'm reminded how I am a bit of a speck of stardust in an otherwise beautiful universe.
Too much.
How much does it suck working on a Sunday?
What would you be doing at home right now, Kimber?
Probably watching a bit of Netflix and chill.
There you go. King's Ningaloo Reef Tour is certainly worth, if you're heading up to Exmouth, you've got to check them out. They're the best in the biz.
We jest, but I mean, that was a truly spiritual experience, being next to those creatures.
Yeah, we'll tell you more throughout the morning how you can get your own Coral Coast, Australia's Coral Coast getaway, so stick around.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We're broadcasting from the mansion, which is what we're calling producer Tom's beautiful bungalow.
It is divine, isn't it?
I mean, we are staying in these gorgeous cabins. Like, we sort of have each got our own cabin. It's beautiful. Yeah. And I was bragging about how lovely this place was. And then this morning, Tom says, well, we can broadcast out of my place if you like. So we all come down to his unit. And hello, Mr. Mezzanine level extra rooms mansion in the corner.
Yeah, it's actually got a grotto in the yard and extra robes for Mr. Hefner.
Oh, he deserves it. He works very hard.
He does.
Hey, now listen, our adventures yesterday with the whale sharks.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook page or follow our Insta account.
Yeah, and on mix.com.au.
The footage is so beautiful.
I love this video. It's so serene, isn't it?
We're so lucky to live in a time where we've got the technology like drones. And, of course, that's why we have Captain Paul, because not only is he Perth's expert on traffic, except when you're trying to get to Mandurah via Pinjarra.
Yeah, funny that, isn't it? You go to Raleigh Road.
He takes these beautiful, beautiful films, and it's up there.
Yeah, because the issue was, of course, they said, should Paul come on this trip? And we said, well, he should be doing the traffic and helping the people of Perth. But we went, well, no one else can drive the drone.
Yeah, that's
He's got a pilot's license with the drone as well as his own pilot's
license.
Mind you,
it would be funny to see the footage of us doing operating drones. That would be hilarious. Crashing into things, hitting whale sharks.
Yes, we absolutely had to come on the trip.
He's a true cinematographer.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only problem is, when he was given that job, he didn't bring the bloody drone.
One job.
Well, clarify that. It's not completely true. I did bring the drone, but it actually came up with our master technician here, Clint. And it was in the van, which arrived a day late.
But luckily,
Alana from King's Ningaloo Reef Tours had a drone.
Yes.
And gave it to me. On trust that I would use it properly.
And you did,
and
mate.
Apparently I did.
And it got swallowed by a whale shark yesterday, unfortunately. It's a shame.
I love that Paulie says it arrived late. No, we all knew that Clint the engineer was arriving yesterday. We knew that that was the plan. It always was. It's just that that wasn't communicated between Paul and Clint. So, Paul, you had one job, mate. One job.
I tried to offer him $100, but he wouldn't drive during the night. And then I upped it to $200, he still wouldn't drive. So I tried to buy my way out of the problem, but It was unsuccessful.
Well, it doesn't matter because the result is magnificent. Paul's beautiful cinematography.
Footage.
Dan's edited it together so beautifully. It's up there and, you know, we can talk about it all we like, but if you have a look at that video, you'll get a real idea of what a magical experience it was yesterday.
You might be inspired to make a couple of phone calls or get online because we've got a prize today. And well, we'll give it away on Friday for your chance to have your own Coral Coast getaway.
Oh, and we are talking a prize for four people. Fly one way, the hire car for 7 days and drive back. That's what we're doing. 7 nights accommodation, 3K spending money. Oh. This is like a $10,000 holiday.
Yeah,
thereabouts. So, Friday is the day, but we'll keep reminding you about that one. And Captain Paul, the only person in the world who ever calls it a hundy bucks. What the hell does that mean?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Today and yesterday, guys, a team of five tourism professionals. They were gems, weren't they? King's Ningaloo Reef Tours took us out to see the whale sharks.
Oh, they certainly did. And we did see the beautiful whale sharks, but we also saw all sorts of wildlife. Dugongs, which apparently is very rare.
Yeah. Minke whales.
Minke whales.
Did you see the dolphins as well?
Yes.
Yeah,
really
dolphins.
Early on. Yeah, we got everything early on. It felt like it was stage managed by the team that we were with. King.
Yes, and they always do that thing of, oh my God, you guys are so lucky.
Yeah,
never happens. Cue dugong.
Oh, actually, can I be honest with you? We knew we were going to go swim with the whale sharks.
Sure.
And while I was looking forward to it, I completely underestimated what that experience would be.
Okay.
I sort of just went, oh, yeah, we're going to go swimming in the ocean. That'll be cool. I guess I kind of thought it would be like a whale watching tour when you get on the boat and you see them off in the distance
and you go,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
we saw a little bit of. We saw the whales and flipping around and that.
Yeah, so
40
meters
away.
I really underestimated it because when we actually got to swim with whale sharks, this is what it sounded like.
It's mind blowing. It was obviously much bigger than the last time that we saw, so you can be a bit further away and still get a great view. And it dives so quickly, as soon as you lose the spots, you can't see it anymore.
Oh, God, that was just absolutely amazing. We were up so close, just, you know, metres from this incredible whale shark, and it was beautiful. I think it had like six babies underneath, and oh, I've never seen anything so majestic. It was really, I can't believe we were allowed to get that close.
It doesn't take long for things to go out of sight. You realise light only goes down about, I don't know how much it is, 10 metres or something, and then there's just nothing, and I just keep thinking, what's down there?
I love Majestic Snotty over here.
Oh, Kimber. We had to swim. Like, if you wanted to catch up with the whales, you had to swim. And so climbing back in the boat, I might have been a little bit puffy.
Well, swimming next to them, it was, and they move out these things, but it was interesting when they said, okay, that's it, it's gone for now, head back to the boat. And our Dawn Fraser here swam past me so quickly, Kimber Kale. It was like, whoa, what was that flash?
Yeah, she did her personal best yesterday.
She did, yeah, she hit the wall.
But it's amazing.
It was, when we'd get the call to jump in, you know, you jump in and for a moment, of course, you've got all the bubbles, and then all of a sudden everything would clear and this beautiful brown and white speckled shape would appear. And it was, oh, I mean, so peaceful and exhilarating at the same time.
Yeah, it looked just like the merchandise.
It really did.
Buy the toys everywhere. Yeah.
It was great, though. They pick you up on a bus from your hotel and they drive you out there and then they organise everything, put on lunch, and then straight away they had this guy spotting on the boat. He was like, there's one. Boat goes straight there.
Oh, Dead-Eye Dick. He was good.
When they say jump in the water, there's no wasting time. You get in and you go because you've only got seconds of it. But wow.
And they're very professional in the way they obviously respect the wildlife. We were given very clear instructions about where we could be, where we couldn't be.
Of course.
Because they don't want to, you know, get in the way of this beautiful creature.
And they end up with a lot of novices like us on the boat. So you have a very stringent rule. So one of the rules is not to stand up and try and walk with your flippers on, because otherwise people end up falling all over each other and doing injuries. So we have to do what's called the bum shuffle. Once you've got your flippers on, the bum shuffle forward or back.
I've got to say, my glutes have never been so tight as they are this morning.
I've got chafing.
Yeah.
Well, you can check out the video. It is amazing. The video actually, for the first time in a long time, actually kind of reflects how incredible it was.
Yes, it does.
Because you can see how close we were. You can see how close you could get. And that could be an opportunity that you have as well if you come up here.
Captain Paul's drone shots, the money shots. Beautiful work.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's at mix.com.au. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our Instagram. It is totally worth watching. And we are giving away an opportunity for you to come up here and experience it as well.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you so much to King's Ningaloo Reef Tours. They were just wonderful. And, of course, as Kim was saying, head to the win page at mix.com.au because we're giving an opportunity to someone to do this.
Yeah.
Register your details. This trip that we're giving away is worth just under 10 grand. We do it Friday. So register your details, mix.com.au, as Maddie said. And we could be calling you during Friday's show.
You bet.
As we travel down the beautiful Australia's Coral Coast.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
In the meantime, returning to Channel 10 tonight at 8:30 p.m. is Have You Been Paying Attention for a Bit of a Laugh? And a national treasure in himself, Tom Gleister. Welcome and good morning, Tom.
A national treasure sounds like you passed away, so let's just go with quiz show host.
No more compliments for you, mate.
Thank you.
Tom, very enthusiastic for the show's return. Can't wait to see it. But I'm never enthusiastic about chatting with you because sometimes we get told that you're going to do a quiz with us and it always makes me nervous.
But, guys, you work in radio. You're across the news. You know what's going on.
No. Yeah, Kimber needs to think of it more as an audition.
Well, let's put it this way. We'll do a quick radio version of Have You Been Paying Attention, and the winner goes through to the top 100 for the next round of blind audition for Have You Been Paying Attention. How does that sound?
Oh, beautiful. What a great reward that is.
Oh, that's basically a gold logie where I come from.
Matt's standing up and getting all geared up now.
Mate, you want a gold logie? Right, that's another time.
Use your names as your buzzers. Does that sound all right?
Okay.
Yes, mate. Yeah, we're ready to go.
Okay. The Liberal Party campaign launch took place yesterday. Where was the special event held?
Oh.
Kimber.
Yeah, go.
Kimber. Adelaide.
So a little further east.
East. Clancy. Canberra.
Yep. Okay. Well, this
that
is
just
going
to
turn
too
into
easy.
A geography lesson. It was in
I think it might, yes. Where are we?
They were just looking for a venue that could hold up to 12 people. They found one over there, I believe, so good for them. All right, Australia's
Town Hall.
Town Hall, indeed. Well, no, they're way too big. Australia's cricket team visited somewhere special on the weekend. Yep. Anyone know where it was?
Clancy. Warwick Todd's Barbecue.
That is closed for the public, you know that. No, they're on their way to England, and they made an interesting stopover. Do you follow this one?
It wasn't back.
We were out with whale sharks at the time, Tom.
Don't know why. They visited Gallipoli for a very respectful pilgrimage. They probably signed some sort of sponsorship deal. Who knows? All right, we'll move on to a bit of retail news. Woolworths has announced that all stores will soon carry what?
Oh. Jeez, they're not very good at this.
No.
Probably plastic bags again.
No, I think didn't they get rid of those? Well, maybe they bring them back. No, in fact, defibrillators.
Oh, right. No, that's fair call.
Yeah.
Because when you see a special like that, you can get a bit funny. You
you get a bit of a flutter.
Yes.
Oh, well, you see the price of avocados, you can easily go into palpitations. And very important.
I don't
think the scoreboard's looking all that good at the moment, guys, so let's see whether we can't just push for a couple more. Impress the listeners. The new royal baby, little Archie, will not be a prince. He won't be an earl. What will his title be?
Clancy. He's going to be a duke.
No. In fact, he's going to be just one of us. Master. Master Archie.
Master. Oh.
Sounds like a 98.
We're not very across this.
Oh, well, okay. Let's call this a final question.
My gold logie's losing its shine.
Okay.
It is. It's a silver. Let's call this the final question, and the winner takes the award as the most attentive member of the team. Kim Kardashian just tweeted, "He's here and he's perfect." Who's she talking about?
Clancy. Oh, you go, Matt.
Clancy? No, I was going to be funny.
Her new baby?
Number four, born via a surrogate.
Oh, so, hey.
You're on the board. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's about my best cricket score, one.
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned, Tom, we're in the Coral Coast, so maybe we're not across as much as we should be.
I should have teamed to the questions, made it more about like Ningaloo Reef or something, so you guys could kind of, you know...
Reef sharks and the like.
I've got some great stuff on coral spawning, if you've got any questions about that.
That feels like an entire segment.
Doesn't it?
Hey, we're looking forward to seeing the show back on 10 tonight, 8:30 p.m. And hopefully your guests have been paying more attention. Tom Gleisner, always good to catch up with you, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jordan missed.
All right, my friends, Dateline, Montreal, Canada, a lady called Martha Carras. Now, you guys know I like to play the lotto.
You sure do.
Of course you
do. I really do, particularly when it gets into that anything above 10 million, I'm in.
Well, that's when I always give you the nudge. So it's in Kinski territory.
It is, and I've already done it.
I've already got it.
Yeah, big time.
Now, I know that my chances aren't great, but you've got to be in it to win it, right?
Sure do.
Well, dear old Martha, she's got a little angry with the Canadian Lottery Association, the CLA.
Yeah.
And she's attempted to sue them because she's been playing for 20 years.
Right.
She's never won.
Yeah.
And then she found out what her odds are and she said, hang on a minute, I never would have played if you told me that.
She needed a warning sign.
Yeah, so I've looked it up. In Canada, the chances of winning their lottery is 1 in 14 million.
Oh, now there you go.
You can imagine that ad. Okay, come and play Lottery Canada. Your chances are 1 in 40 million.
I mean, we all kind of know that the chances are slim, but that's why you do it, because you think when you do win, it's big spend.
Well, that's the thing. That's why it's such a celebration. I think someone in WA won 3.3 on Saturday in that 20 million Mother's Day draw.
Did they?
Yeah. Was it you, Matt?
No. Well, I don't know. My ticket's hanging up with my washing.
Oh, there you go. It's all smoky.
But I did have a look at it. So using Canada's one in $14 million chance, Martha did have more chance of being killed by a vending machine, a falling coconut, or a meteorite.
A falling coconut.
Wow.
She's got more chance of being diagnosed with the plague.
Right, yeah.
Or becoming an astronaut.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So she wasn't happy. She tried to sue them and the court went, nah.
Sorry, love.
Yeah.
Gee, they'd make great ads, though, wouldn't they, if the ad came on and it was just, do you want to be an astronaut?
Imagine being an astronaut and having the coconut land on your head.
Wow. So Martha's gone to scratchies.
I think she needs to.
Yeah.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Graham Butler's done a story on Today Tonight, which is about the battle, supposed battle, between north and south. What's best in Perth, north or south of the Swan River?
I don't know. Do you see people standing on the edge of the river yelling across at the others north?
I hate you, Northeast.
With placards?
You with placards.
I mean, is it even a thing anymore? Or is this just perpetuating it? If we put it on TV, we'll be like, hey, guys, remember that war we forgot we were having? Everybody back on.
Nah, but Kimber, if it's on TV, it must be real.
I'm just thinking about the list. Karen Up, Hammersley, Corrine, Duncraig, Ballajura, Lansdale and Scarborough over the last 40-something years. They're the suburbs I've lived in, all north of the river.
You're a Northie.
All within about 5 minutes of each other, pretty much.
God, I have lived all over Perth. I've lived in probably, I think, 14 houses in Perth over my life, and I've been everywhere, east, north, south. It just doesn't bother me. I just go wherever it's convenient.
I mean, growing up in Beckenham, I mean, we rarely got into the city anyway, because the number 9 bus took about 4 days to get there. But I remember if we went, it was more of an east-west thing. If we ever went to the beach, we were referred to as aqua bogs.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aqua bogs.
Yeah, you'd get on the train with your surfboard. I never surfed. I just went to try and hang out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, pick up chicks.
But and then when we got into the western suburbs, I go, oh, here we go. The aqua bogs are here.
Oh, they could tell that you weren't in your normal place.
They certainly
Did
could.
You have skinny jeans and desert boots down the beach? Because that always looks funny.
Oh, yeah.
When it's 40 degrees.
Some of my mates used to swim in their jeans. They didn't have bathers.
So we're listing suburbs. Does that include the ones we've all done the walk of shame from, or is it only where we've lived permanently?
Oh, no. Well, look, I'm sure you've done a few walks of of shame. What are you saying, that the South is good for that but not for living with?
I never said
that. Are
they
good for the mistress, not for the wife?
I never said that. I'm just going by some of the Facebook activity. Debbie said she lived in north suburb, north of the river at least, for most of her life, but lived in Rockingham for the past 7 years and loves it. Never felt more at home. Oh, so we can change.
We can change. And like, I think a lot of us don't really travel much anymore, do we? If you find your little hood and you stick to it.
Well, I mean, Kathy was a bit harsher. Kathy's on Facebook. She said she's always lived south. She's got a lot of friends living north, and every time she goes to visit them in the north, she can't wait to get away.
Oh, really? That bad? Really?
She says that the south has a more relaxed feeling.
Does it?
Hmm.
Well, there you go.
That's quite extreme, isn't it?
The closer you get to the pole.
Yeah, perhaps. I've always thought it's just a real estate thing. I'm like, sometimes I wouldn't mind living in the south, but, you know, it's too expensive because everything's on the river.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know,
yeah,
you've got to pass Como and Shelley, and you've got to get all the way down to the normal suburbs before you can afford it.
I think the problem of dispute can be solved by a great big game of British Bulldog on Langley Park. We'll find somewhere fairly central.
Oh, fantastic.
See who wins.
Oh, I don't want to play. I bruise like a peach.
She does, actually.
Paulie, do you believe in the war? The divide?
No, not really. I think we're always one.
Oh, kumbaya, my lord.
The Nelson kumbaya. Mandela of Perth Breakfast Radio.
Oh,
actually,
dear.
Which is the worst traffic, north or south?
South.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, well, south before 7 or 8 o'clock and then everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
All starts on Rolly Road.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Right.
It does every morning. It's funny you say that because I think we should check the traffic with a reminder that Graham Butler's story on Today Tonight, and we're going to be jumping in on that, is on tonight.
It's a bit of fun.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Lego Masters. That show on Nine has been an absolute smash hit.
A global phenomenon. But in the world of Lego, what does it take to become a master?
Hamish Blake might sound super bored by that,
right,
but it's going really well. I don't think Nine were expecting it to be such a hit because the show only ran for a few weeks.
Yes.
Yep.
And it is now currently in grand final week, and Nine have now announced that there will be a second series.
Yeah, they're going to run it where they used to run the footy show.
Yeah.
Poor old footy show.
They're going to begin production late this year for a 2020 launch, so I'd imagine they'd have a lot more people signing up for this one, and they'll probably drag it out like they do all the long programs.
Yeah, because this has been a short one. They weren't sure how it was going to go.
No. Now, each episode averaged 2.2 million viewers, which is pretty astounding.
It is.
And I'm sure that Lego sales saw about a 2,000% increase as well across the board. But the current season will be finishing tomorrow night, so you'll see your Lego Masters champion.
Okay. And I think it just goes to show how, you know, bereft we are of entertainment that the whole family can sit around and watch together and enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think that's why shows like that do so well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peak audience of 1.9 million last night. So the final tomorrow night, and we're going to have the winners of Lego Masters, the Masters, on the radio with us Wednesday morning.
Great.
Okay.
Now, Coolio, he came to Perth for his capital gig.
He did.
And
$28.
$13?
Yeah, it was like $13 a ticket. We couldn't believe it. But on Friday, he dropped into a Perth cafe called Something Good Lunch Bar.
Right, yeah.
And he created some stuffed avocado tempura and burgers. Because I don't know if you've seen any of them, but Coolio has a book and a web series called Cooking with Coolio.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He does a bit of cooking. He's got Drunk Ass Chicken and Pimp My Shrimp. That's one of the couple of his items that he cooks.
Okay.
So he went in and cooked for these guys, and it was perfect for the owners of the cafe because they're renovating and they're changing the cafe to Compton Burgers and Compton Cafe.
Oh, there you're talking.
In about 2 months.
Yeah.
And they're going to be serving Coolio's signature burger, the Coolio Killer.
Oh, very good.
So it'd be pretty fun being served by Coolio,
it
I reckon.
It certainly would.
It'd be pretty Coolio. Have you seen what Snoop Dogg's been cooking lately?
No, well, you can't eat Snoop Dogg's cooking all the time. That's not a family-friendly one at all. And Saturday Night Live did a Mother's Day special with Emma Thompson hosting, and Emma kicked off a great Mother's Day monologue, bit of a mother's thing, which her friends Tina Fey and Amy Poehler interrupted, and they gave their thoughts on what mums really mean when they give us those mum lines.
When you ask your mother what she wants to do for Mother's Day and she says,
just to relax in the backyard, maybe a massage.
What she's actually asking is,
how does one buy weed?
When she says,
I love all my kids the same.
She means,
your sister is winning. This may come as a shock, but your mother has a life outside of you. So when she says,
I'm going to book club tonight,
what she means is,
I'm about to get turned at Linda's.
Yes.
Bunch funny. Of fun for some funny women.
Oh, very good. Oh, before you wrap up, KC, happy birthday to that amazing music legend. Stevie Wonder is 69 today. Been doing it since he was just a little kid. Little Stevie Wonder.
Stevie.
Happy birthday.
I kind of feel like Stevie Wonder's been 69 his entire life.
I think
life.
He has, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, and that's your daily juice.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yes, look, a bit of trouble. I went to the doctor before we came up here and I said, look, I'm having a bit of trouble performing in the bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
And he asked me a bunch of questions and he said, look, do you struggle with the boos? And I said, well, look, the booing's really bad, but the slow clapping, it's really sarcastic.
Awesome.
Too sorry, too.
Now that you've caught up with the Big Breakfast, catch Big Brand Vitamins and Cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire's Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m.